Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Hartbuck. Today we have Nikki Pollock with OTNC Senior Services to give you details about awareness to prevent elder abuse. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Huinga Jirun. I live in Bethel, Alaska. And I appreciate you having me on air today, and I appreciate the listeners wherever you are, up and down the Kuskokwim, enjoying this beautiful morning. I'm here to talk about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is this Friday, June 15th. We will be having a demonstration to raise awareness, a peace walk. And that peace walk will be this Friday. It'll begin at 11:45, and we're asking people to arrive about 11:30, so we'll give everybody some time to show up. We'll start at the Lions Club, which is at address 28 Bluff, which is across the Cultural Center. Again, that's address 28 Bluff across the Cultural Center. And, you know, we're asking for your support to raise awareness to prevent elder abuse. You know, elder abuse comes in many different types of forms. It could be emotional, physical abuse. It could be neglect, including self-neglect and undue influence, which means, you know, people who are in positions of, you know, helping trusting relationships with the elders who, you know, inappropriately use their relationship to exploit the elder. So we want to prevent this. And unfortunately, today, this is a real issue. And we want to prevent this from happening to our elders, because our elders are the ones who are experienced living treasures. They're the ones who are, you know, teaching us what we need to know so we could grow and develop to our highest potential and continue to live a good life. And so we want to raise awareness to prevent elder abuse, because elder abuse could come in many forms. It could be taking the elder's money. It could be taking their medication. It could be using their items without, you know, permission. And, you know, that you always just want to be mindful, always be respectful. You know, please help an elder. If you see an elder who needs help, offer your time and assistance. You know, sometimes elders need help filling out paperwork or going to the store or, you know, subsistence, whether it be fishing, hunting, or gathering. Offer your time and assistance to the elders. It's always much appreciated.
I like how you expressed that. So I wanted to ask you, who is your local favorite artist?
Definitely Emma Hill.
I did find her track in here. I Was 18 is the song, so I'll play that for you.
Long drives and cigarettes, more than enough. We spent our time making love and getting drunk. I paid the bills, you lived on faith and good love. I sat a tight picture of me that I saw sitting in your eyes till the day that they reflected someone else's light.
Do you have any memories of John Active?
Yes, I have a lot of fond memories of John. One in particular, I brought a handwritten note that it was for senior services requesting donations of subsistence of fishing game from local hunters. And I had a handwritten note that I brought in, and there was Geraldine Brink, John Active, and myself. And we were sitting in the recording studio, and immediately when he was reading the paper, he was reading it, and as he was reading it, he was translating it. And I just thought that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and it was so inspiring because, you know, and, you know, I think it's so important to learn the Yupik language and to continue to learn and share that knowledge. And so, you know, making efforts to revitalize that, I think, are very important. And I was just so impressed by John's ability to translate so quickly and seamlessly. That was just really impressive.
Nikki, if people suspect elder abuse, what should they do?
So if people suspect elder abuse, they should contact, you know, the local authorities if there's an immediate threat. And if there is, you know, continues to be any elder abuse that continues, they could also report it to Adult Protective Services, which is, you know, a state department. And that department is here to help prevent and stop harm to vulnerable adults, anyone over the age of 18. And so, you know, it's important to report any suspected elder abuse within, you know, in a timely manner. You know, if you see something, say something. Typically, you know, we ask within 24 hours, you know, you contact the proper authorities and let them know what's going on. And sometimes it's really hard to, you know, want to, you know, to contact, you know, to make that first outreach. But it's really important because the goal is to live, to have our elders and their families live in a safe and healthy environment. And, you know, the goal of Adult Protective Services is to help vulnerable adults who are in, you know, bad situations. And so the number for Adult Protective Services, which is there's an in-state 1-800 number, which is 1-800-478-9996. Again, that is 1-800-478-9996. And that's Adult Protective Services. They also have another number, which is 907-269-3666. And this is Adult Protective Services contact information. Also, you know, if you're not sure and if you see something, say something. It doesn't hurt. You know, people who report to Adult Protective Services in good faith are covered from retaliation by state law. So, you know, we encourage people to make reports if they suspect elder abuse.
So who is your other local favorite artist?
Byron DeClyde.
I want to thank you for coming in for a Coffee at KYUK.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to also remind people and encourage people to show up this Friday, 11:30 at the Lions Club, to demonstrate your support to raise awareness for elder abuse.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Dorothy, you guys ready?
Yeah!
Fuck you! Bring a you, be you, go! The ring lock, the door, the hot lock, the gum, he drew in the car, the feet hit with you, the sound of the door, did you hide you? Bring a dog, I'm dead, sure I see, got a car, but I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, me gone with a door, by the sun, in a nanny, be dead, me gone, in your money, but you
Sound bites from yesterday's fish show. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Yesterday, June 12th, the sun was scorching. The light blue sky permeated with altocumulus clouds that spread across the YK Delta. We got down to the Johnson River around 10:30 a.m., and I was expecting numerous fishermen, fisherwomen, and didn't see too many of them. In the clips you're about to hear, please remember they were recorded yesterday, June 12th.
What's your first and last name?
Kyle White.
Where are you from?
Kasuglo, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes.
How many fish did you catch?
Maybe close to 20.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
About 40 for the whole winter.
How many people in your household?
Right now, there's 8 of us at home.
Which location did you fish?
10 miles south of Johnson River.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
If I don't catch as much on this trip.
What are your thoughts on today's opener? Anything you would like to say to the feds?
No.
What's your first and last name?
Brandon Pavel.
Where are you from?
Atmosloc, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes.
How many fish did you catch?
9.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
I don't know. Depends on how much you catch.
How many people in your household?
7. Yeah, 7.
Which location did you fish? Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? You want to say anything to the feds?
No.
What's your first and last name?
Tony Larson.
Where are you from?
Nepakek, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes.
How many fish did you catch?
I don't know. We never counted them.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
Not only the family, and our dogs too. We need to feed our dogs too.
How many people in your household?
I'm single.
Which location did you fish?
Farler Island.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on today's opener?
To come for fishing.
Tell me your first and last name.
My first and last name, Joseph Pavla.
Where are you from?
Originally from Kasigil, Alaska, but I moved back in 85 to Napakak, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes.
How many fish did you catch?
We never count them.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
Average about 70 to 90.
How many people in your household?
Six.
Which location did you fish?
Fowler Islands.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
Depends.
Would you like to say anything to the feds?
Yeah, they should open it more often.
What are your thoughts on today's opener?
It was pretty good, but just now they kind of disappeared. Only in high tide, when the tide was coming in, they were running strong. So we almost fill up the green toad.
So you probably caught about 20 to 30 fish.
Maybe more than that.
What's your first and last name?
Peter Hines.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Bethel, Alaska, but I live in Napakiak, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Fished all day long.
How many fish did you catch?
Six total, one chum.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
I want at least maybe 60.
How many people in your household?
I got three different households. There's quite a few.
Which location did you fish?
Right in front of Napakiak.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
I hope so.
Do you want to say anything to the feds?
Let us fish more. That's all I got. Let us fish more.
What's your name?
Dolores Jimmy.
And where are you from?
Napakiak.
Did you have fun fishing today?
Yeah.
You need more fish though, right?
Yeah, to store for the winter.
I like that idea. So, do you have anything to say to the feds?
We need more fishing openings.
Boyana, what's your first and last name?
Dalton Beaver.
Where are you from?
Bethel, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes.
How many fish did you catch?
Nothing yet.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
Right now, just me and my wife right now, expecting a kid in October. So.
Which location did you fish?
We fished by Snyder's Old Fish Camp, just by Bethel, and then we tried by Napuskiak. Now I'm doing between Oscarville and Napakiak.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
Yes, but I would like to, but I'm actually leaving Saturday.
What do you like to say to the feds?
Well, I would just want them to know that we don't catch less, probably 3% of fish, us natives, for subsistence. And I think that we shouldn't be restricted in the commercial fishers out in the ocean need to be more restricted than us, because you see that boat that had that lot of bycatch up by Dillingham? That was all bycatch and no one claimed it. And it was all rotten.
So you didn't catch any fish today?
No, I didn't catch any fish yet.
Do you want to say anything else?
I just want to know when our restrictions going to be up. It'd be easier to catch some kings with some 8-inch gear. And those weirs, I believe those weirs have been doing more damage than good, because they're already tired out swinging from the ocean up to here, and they can't get to their spawning grounds. A little bit too hard for them. And they're already exhausted. And like I said, the Bristol Bay fishers or wherever fishers out in the ocean that do it for the money for downstates, still downstates, I think they need to be more restricted than us, because they're just fishing for money. We're fishing for a way of life. I've been fishing with my dad ever since I was little. He showed me where to fish, how to fish. And we never had restrictions up until I turned about 20. I'm 25 right now, and I didn't get it at first, but I see what they're trying to do, just like the moose over here. I didn't understand it at first, but then I started seeing more moose. But like a lot of the fisheries take most of their fish. They probably take maybe 80% of fish that have come up here, or exaggerating that number, but we probably only take 3% or less. We just had it fished and dried. When I was growing up, we probably only caught, we just caught 40 fish to make into dry fish, strips and slabs, and we caught some more to jar, but that was silvers that we jarred. We used to freeze some whole if we got too many, and my dad told me if we were going to fish for ourselves or hunt for ourselves, we shouldn't be fishing. I normally give most of my fish away. Let my parents have some, let my wife's parents, let my sister have some when I come out. And that's the way I was taught. I'm not just fishing for me and my wife, but I'm fishing for my grandparents, my parents, my wife's parents, and my sister right now. But I'm not catching nothing.
Can you tell me your first and last name?
Christian Brink.
Where are you from?
Yesigloq, Alaska.
Did you fish today?
Yes, I did fish today.
How many fish did you catch?
I only got one king. If I checked them right away, I probably would have caught more, but I only got one.
What is your quota limit for your family in order to feed them for the winter?
At least 20, 25.
How many people in your household?
There is 6 of us.
Which location did you fish?
Between Oscarville and Nabasca.
Are you planning to fish on Saturday?
Yes, I am. This time I'm going to go way down.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the feds?
Why don't we get to fish more? Or like keep at least 1st of June through the middle or the 20th of June. There are no more big king salmon. We're only catching little, small jack.
Many of us on the Kuskokwim River rely on the fish that swim up. When you're hungry, you open up your fridge to take something to cook or eat. The river is like our fridge. The concept is almost the same, but we wait 10 times longer for the river to open up for legal fishing. We set our net out, pull our net in, like we're grabbing food from the fridge. Fishing on the Kuskokwim River feeds us year-round. The land and the water is our natural resource. My name is Petra Harpuk. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee at KYUK.